Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, this is letter number 1841, Baruch Hashem, dated the 13th day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And this the Rebbe is addressing to the leadership of the yeshiva in Kfar Chabad. So these are three letters that follow. The first one was to Reshet, the second one was to the administration of Lod, and this is to the administration in Kfar Chabad, the yeshiva in Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe says, it is with pleasantness that I received your letter in which you notify about this great auspicious day, the Yom HaBoyer, of the 18th of Elul, the day of the birth of our Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, Marena Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the general Hasidus, and also the day of birthday of our, the Alter Rebbe, the founder of the Chabad Chassidus, and that you are getting ready, that on that day, on Chai Elul, you're getting ready to organize the dedication of the yeshiva building in Kfar Chabad. It would added so much joy to me in the end of the letter that in the lately, the blessed Hashem has helped them increase that they're bound with many students. And the Rebbe says, for sure, the increase in quantity will bring about the increase in quality. As our sages tell us, we have 1,000 students going in to learn Chumash. From them, only 100 end up learning Mishnah. And from the 100 that end up going to the Mishnah, there's only 10 that end up learning Talmud. And from the 10 that learn Talmud, there's only one that goes on to become a rabbi to teach halacha, rule halacha. So the Rebbe basically says, you need more students because look, it dwindles down from the 1,000 that enter, you end up with one that is going to be teaching halacha. So increase quantity will increase the quality. The Rebbe says, especially in your yeshiva, which was founded by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, in which the teaching of the revealed part of Torah, the teaching of the hidden part of Torah, which is Chassidus, Shnei Oir, name, two lights. So this is also a unifying force of the 1,000 that go into Chumash, because the Chumash is considered to be an Asiya in the level of Asiya, which means that has been lowered until Asiya, as the simple meaning in the Pasuk, which is very simple matters, it's very literal matters, and the one that goes to Ayroa, which is the ultimate wholesomeness, to be able to really come up with the truth of the truth, which Havaya Ima, Hashem is with him, which is the Halacha Kemoisei. When you say the Halacha is like him, that means that he's able to connect with Havaya. So you have, which is Hoya Hoyviviya Ke'echod, which is beyond nature and limitations, and that comes down into nature in a ruling in physical matter. So which means a teacher who teaches from the highest level, it comes from Shem Havaya, and they brings it down into a very practical matter, which is unifying the Asiya of Torah with Atzilus Shebetorah, which is the Chumash and the Kabbalah. And the Rebbe says this is also understood from Likutei Torah, Legimel Parshas B'Tchilos, and Legimel Lamed Aleph. Let it be the will of the Blessed Hashem that you can influence success in the yeshiva, in the students, in the leadership, so that their minds and their heart will become clear 1,000 times such to understand and to grasp both the revealed and Hasidic part, and to serve as luminaries to influence, to give Torah and the luminary of Torah in the entire environment. Blessing with Kasiva Chsima Toiva, Ashana Toiva Musuka, for the leadership of the yeshiva, the students, and all those that participate in the on the board or in the meetings, they and the family members, and by spreading out the wellspring to the outside, we will all merit together the complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu B'meir Imenu Amen, and with blessing. So the Rebbe is very happy with the news that they're telling him. They're dedicating the building over there. But the Rebbe says especially they have a special yeshiva because that unites the lowest of the levels with the highest level. You need a lot of students, but you know, those who start Chumash and those who end up teaching Halacha, that is Asiya and Kabbalah, Pshat and Kabbalah, and they united all, and the Rebbe wishes them success in all their endeavors.